Good morning and thank you all for being here. Today is a monumental step forward for community policing and reform in the city of Columbus. The appointment of an Inspector General for the Columbus Division of Police is a first for our city. It's part of a long series of commitments we have made and fulfilled in a relatively short period of time. When considering the significance of this announcement, it is important to remember where this work began and all that was required to arrive at this moment. It was the fall of 2017 when I announced the creation of the Community Safety Advisory Commission as part of the Comprehensive Neighborhood Safety Strategy to address officer-involved shootings, simmering community tensions, and rising rates of violent crime. We moved quickly to seed a group composed of experts and individuals from a variety of fields and perspectives. The commission's charge was to assess policing in Columbus and to identify opportunities for improvement in the way our Division of Police serves and protects the public. The commission delivered on its charge, and in January of 2020, they recommended a series of reforms related to de-escalation, crisis intervention, and implicit bias training, as well as use of force policies, officer diversity, health and wellness programming to ensure that our officers are always bringing the very best version of themselves to serve and protect our neighbors. To touch on some of the most significant reforms we have implemented so far, we seated the Civilian Review Board Workgroup in July of 2020 to explore how best to establish civilian oversight of the Division of Police, one of the Commission's central recommendations. The group completed their work during the months that followed, mapping out how best to proceed and what form this proposed oversight should take. At the same time, we moved to get a charter amendment in front of voters in November of 2020, which called for the creation of the Civilian Police Review Board and Inspector General for the Division of Police. Making the board and the Inspector General part of the city charter means that no mayor who follows me will be able to disband or defund them without returning to the voters. Columbus residents overwhelmingly approved the charter amendment, and we began working right away to bring both entities online. In partnership with Columbus City Council, we seated the Civilian Police Review Board last year, and the board held its first meeting in August. From reviewing instances of police misconduct and deciding whether to initiate independent investigations to providing recommendations for officer discipline, the board is a critical component of our overarching strategy to strengthen trust, transparency, and accountability between law enforcement and the public. One of their first tasks was to launch a national search for an independent inspector general with whom they will partner to conduct investigations and who will have the full authority to compel evidence and testimony from sworn officers when the need arises. And today, after an extensive review process, we are pleased to announce who this Inspector General will be. To reiterate, in 2 short years since we've received the recommendations from the Safety Advisory Commission, we were able to change the city charter to include a Civilian Police Review Board, seat the board, and hire an Inspector General. As you all know, in these same 2 years, we were battling an unprecedented global pandemic, as well as the economic fallout it brought with it. In a moment, we will hear directly from the chair of the Civilian Police Review Board, Janet Jackson, as well as the city's first ever Inspector General. But first, I want to thank Chair Jackson for her incredible service and leadership throughout this entire process. When asked to serve her community, she has, time and again, stepped up with skill and distinction. Most recently as chair of the Community Safety Advisory Commission and currently as chair of the Civilian Police Review Board. Her experience as a former city attorney and member of the judiciary has been instrumental to these historic efforts, and I'm so grateful to have her as a committed partner in building a more peaceful, prosperous, and safe city. It's my pleasure to introduce the chair, the Civilian Police Review Board, Chair Janet Jackson.
Good morning. Thank you, Mayor Gessler. It is truly my honor to continue to serve the community with this crucial and important work. I would also like to thank the Safety Advisory Commission for all of the time and energy put into their recommendations. Today is a day to celebrate the completion of this one, a milestone in Columbus's history. I also want to thank the Civilian Review Board for their tireless work in finding the right candidate for this job. And I want to thank the community for their participation in the interview process through the town hall meeting. As Mayor Ginther said, one of the first tasks of the Civilian Police Review Board was to hire an inspector general. We discussed at length what we needed in this position. This morning, I am happy to announce that we have selected Jacqueline Hendricks Moore. And let me just say, because some of you know I've got a thing about nicknames. She is Jacqueline. That's all I'm going to say. So let me first give you some very specifics about Jacqueline's background. And then I want to share just some perspectives that I have as the chair leading this process. Jacqueline is a retired police sergeant with over 34 years of experience in criminal justice, law enforcement, investigations, and policy development. She comes to Columbus from the Office of the Inspector General for the City of Detroit, where she serves as the senior investigator. Jacqueline is strongly committed to transparency, accountability, and reform, having helped to root out corruption and audit and overhaul key operating procedures like stop and frisk and the police department's official badge policy. She earned a bachelor's degree from Wayne State University and a Master of Public Administration from Central Michigan State. Her proven ability to objectively lead investigations, coordinate and communicate with internal and external stakeholders, and fully realize substantive results makes her the perfect choice to lead the first ever Office of the Inspector General for the Columbus Division of Police. Let me just share with you that I found the process of coming to Jacqueline to be extensive, I would maybe even say exhaustive. There were 29 individuals who applied for this position. The five members of the Civilian Review Board who served as interviewers for this position actually reviewed 13 of those applications. We selected six individuals to be interviewed, and it was clear from that first interview that Jacqueline was going to bring passion, commitment, a desire to do the very best job that she possibly can. We, in executive session yesterday, had quite a good discussion of the two candidates, and I do want to thank those individuals who pursued this position. But we were able to decide that Jacqueline Hendricks Moore was truly the very best person to undertake this work for the city of Columbus. On a personal note, I had dinner with Jacqueline last night, and as I was leaving the hotel, I encountered a woman. She was sitting outside. I knew she was a little older, and I was a little concerned because it was 7:30, 8 o'clock last night, and so I stopped to check on her. I just wanted to make sure she was safe. And in the course of the conversation, I realized she was Jacqueline's mother. No mother could be more proud of her daughter than Jacqueline's mother. She is so excited for her daughter to start this next phase of her career. She is excited that she will be moving to Columbus. And so I know that as she makes this move from Detroit to Columbus, she will have the full support of her family. It is truly my pleasure to introduce to you Inspector General Jacqueline Hendricks Moore.
I'm going to take a deep breath. Thank you so much. I want to start off by saying thank you. Thank you to Mayor, Chair Jackson, the Civilian Review Board, for giving me this opportunity to be the Inspector General. I also want to give praise to the Lord. I want to say that the community, thank you for your engagement in this process also, especially with the town hall. The most important role I had before today was serving the citizens of the city of Detroit as their law enforcement officer and in the Inspector General's office. But let me say, as of today, the most important role I have is serving the city of Columbus as your Inspector General. I am excited and I am ready to do the work that is necessary. I know that it is going to be an immense responsibility that comes with this position, but I am ready and I am so excited. I know that the lack of trust from residents and with the police can create that, can tear the city apart. But what I want to promise you is that I will do my part in my role to restore that trust in the community. I will do that because I will be fair, I will be impartial, and the investigations that will be conducted in my office are going to be thorough. When evidence points to police misconduct or wrongdoing, I will pursue accountability. Most importantly, I will be transparent. My office will have integrity. I look forward to getting to know the community and to becoming a Columbus resident. I will say one thing that concerns me is that my daughter, who just recently graduated, and I'm giving a shout out to Dr. Moore, she recently graduated from the University of Michigan. She may not like the fact that I'm gonna start decorating my house with scarlet and gray. Thank you so much again for this awesome and amazing opportunity.
I think at this time, if there are questions of us, we would entertain them.
Chair Jackson.
Yes.
In the meeting last night, the vote
was
51.
Yes.
What was the key discussion during the executive session that led you all to make a decision?
I'm sorry.
What was the key parts of the discussion in the executive session last night led you to
consider some more? Okay. Well, we consider what goes on in executive session to be confidential, but I will just share this with you. The two candidates appeared before us. The members of the board had the ability to ask questions of each of them, and they did. The members of the board fully participated. And then we had a discussion amongst ourselves. I hope you realize that in order, we had to have eight individuals. Per the charter, I needed 8 out of 11, you know, votes. So we discussed, you know, we were candid with each other. And I would say that during that discussion, we listened to each other. So some views were changed as we went along, but the point was to listen, to ask questions of each other. And at the end of the day, and you saw the vote, we felt that we had our best candidate, you know, with Jacqueline, that she was ready to come to Columbus. You know, she has the experience. And that to me is really the most important, but she also has the passion and the desire to be successful in this role. But I would also say that the other candidate, Mr. Harper, who absolutely was gracious and congratulated Jacqueline, was also an excellent candidate. We were privileged as a community to have two excellent candidates to appear before us yesterday.
My question for Jacqueline, what motivated you to apply for this brand new position, and your thoughts about bringing your passion and desire to really bring police reform here, especially with the recent uptick in crime, not only here in Columbus, but across the country?
My excitement and being interested in this position was really just police oversight and being able to bridge the community and police together. So I'm so excited for that. I just need you to talk a little louder, sir.
Yeah, can you just talk about some of the initial days, weeks, months on the job? What are some of the capable goals and steps that you want to take at the beginning? Can you help legal officials start?
Well, I can tell you my official date will be March the 8th. And as far as getting started, I have an awesome team of people that they have set me up with. I've also been, from the day first that I applied for this position, I have been doing research. I have put together plans. And as Chair Jackson stated, it was a very extensive search. They also asked us for a 90-day plan. So I'm ready.
Excuse me. And might I also say, I want you to think about this. Jacqueline has the responsibility of building a department from ground up. And I haven't seen any blueprints for that yet. So I want you to understand that although she is definitely the leader, she will be fully supported by the Civilian Review Board. I will be very close to her. And also the resources at this point of the city of Columbus, in terms of helping her to get to know the city, you know, the communities. She doesn't have to feel that she's doing that alone, because that's not the Columbus way. We will be there to fully support her, but she will be our leader.
What would you say to the residents who are concerned that...
I thought you were a plant for Mayor Duggan, you know, talking about all his Detroiters taking over the world. No, we're very, very fortunate. We've had some outstanding leaders from the city of Detroit. Most folks probably that cover public safety issues don't know Maureen Stapleton, who is the director of one of our key priorities and efforts, Celebrate One, who also is from Detroit. So I'm not sure Mayor Duggan is going to speak to me at our next U.S. Conference of Mayors gathering, but we're excited. We're excited about having folks come to our city. We're excited about having a new safety director coming from outside. We want the very best here in the city of Columbus. You know, and if we were looking for a new football coach for Ohio State, and I know our largest employers and private sector leaders are always looking for the very best, whether they're from the city of Columbus or outside. And I think it's good to have a fresh eyes, fresh perspective when the work has never been more challenging and significant, because not only are we attempting to provide the transparency, oversight, and accountability for the Division of Police, we are making some of the largest investments in our public safety forces that we've ever made to deal with a spike in violence that cities across the country are facing. We have always rejected false choices. We believe it can be both and. Support our first responders, invest in them, support them, and demand change and reform at the same time. And I think we have that leader in Inspector General Hendricks Moore.